In this episode, you'll discover why looking inward can feel really painful, and one simple way to soften that judgment that always comes up. Welcome to the Takeout Therapy mini session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, therapist, anxiety expert, and a big fan of short, powerful mindset shifts. Every Monday, I drop one therapy-informed insight to help you handle life with more calm, clarity, and self-compassion. Every Friday, you get a longer episode. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Let's get into it. I'm so glad you showed up for today's mini session. You know, last week I talked about how focusing on yourself instead of focusing on others is really the first step to personal growth work. But here's the catch. Looking inward can be really uncomfortable and, frankly, kind of painful. It hurts. And often what shows up is shame or harsh self-judgment. Today, I'm going to talk to you about why self-focus sometimes triggers shame, how your self-judgment gets in the way of growth, and a quick tool to soften that self-criticism. You know, oftentimes people say, I don't really want to look at myself. It feels like proof that something's wrong with me. And what I say to that is, that's shame talking. When we kind of take our behavior in situations and turn it into meaning something about us, that's shame talking. And it's the number one reason that people avoid doing the very work that sets them free. You know, oftentimes focusing on oneself and our part in things, say we have a conflict or a problem at work, looking inward, like we talked about on Friday, it feels like looking for a reason to attack oneself. And instantly you'll notice that your self-judgment shows up. You know, the funny thing about personal growth work is one step leads to the next step, right? So of course judgment shows up. It shows up so that you can work on that. You tell yourself things like, I'm weak, I'm broken, I'm so messed up, I'm the problem, right? And although shame is a human reflex, to really make these statements like I am is very human, but we kind of have to discipline ourselves for that because it's not the truth. And when we criticize ourselves in such a way on a continuous basis, our whole system sort of thinks that's how things are, right? Kristen Neff is a self-compassion researcher, and she actually sussed out that criticizing oneself activates our nervous system. It activates our threat mode, actually. While being kind to ourselves, turning towards ourselves when we're feeling kind of down and out, when we're feeling like we want to be less self-critical, using self-compassion, that activates our care mode or our parasympathetic nervous system, actually. It calms us down. So here's my tip for you. If you're doing this work around trying to see your own part in things, trying to look at yourself more than you look at other people when there's dynamics in relationships or difficult situations, like we talked about in Friday's episode, the next time self-judgment shows up in that process, just pause and bring in what we call common humanity. Of course it's hard. We're learning. This is our first time around. We're simply human beings. You know, it sounds too simple to be helpful, but bringing in this idea that this is your first time at life and you don't know everything. You're simply having an experience. This can really reduce your self-judgment, your shame, and give you that space you're looking for so that you can develop more insight about yourself, so that you can be in relationship with yourself in kind of a nice way, and that it's a comfortable place to be looking inward. You know, looking inside of yourself and trying to find your feelings, your thoughts, your part in things, it isn't about proving that you're flawed or someone else is flawed. It's actually just about taking responsibility for what's ours. Unfortunately, sometimes shame shows up. So my advice to you is when that happens, because it will, it does for all of us, just use a little compassion as the anecdote. Okay? That's your mini session for today, friends. Something to focus on if you want to this week. As usual, I'll see you for the full episode on Friday. And if you want a little push in the meantime, head to takeouttherapy.com and join my free class to stop your overthinking habit. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm here to help. Until next time, be really kind to yourself.